Hi, good morning. It's Mara Rosen calling. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's story, and I have a new one for today. I hope you'll enjoy it. Here it goes. The title is Cranky Town by Menucha Beckerman. I wonder who's cranky. The story I'm about to tell is almost true. I know it well. It nearly happened to a girl I know, with pigtails and a pretty bow. Little Yael is clever and bright. She is charming and pretty, but something's not right. She is never happy. Her eyes are so sad. She is always complaining. Everything is bad. Yael has no friends with whom to play. She's all alone every single day. What is the problem? What has she done? Why can't she be part of all the fun? It's an old story that everyone knows. Just look at Yael, it right away shows. Whenever Yael joins a game, what happens there is quite the same. She becomes angry and starts to shout. You're all wrong, there's no doubt. Only I know, only I'm right. She stamps her foot with all her might. But one day, out of the blue, she changed completely. Yes, it's true. She stopped complaining. She didn't whine. She stopped her frowning all the time. If you want to know how it all came about, listen to the story. You'll enjoy it, no doubt. Yael has an uncle, a wise, clever man, who always helps whenever he can. He heard about Yael and was very sad. I'm sure she's good. She was never bad. So he came to visit one special day, knocked on the door, and said, "Can I stay?" Yael was thrilled. She loved him so much. He always had time for stories and such. So she drew him pictures in red and blue and said with a smile, "I made it for you." But even for her uncle, she didn't change. She shouted, complained, and acted so strange. Everyone bothered her. Everything was wrong. There was no one with whom she could get along. Uncle saw it all and decided that day, now is the time to show her the right way. How would you like to go for a walk? We'll take a stroll and have a talk. We'll go far away to a special place. They don't let in just every face, but yours they will love, I have no doubt. When you get there, you'll see what it's all about." Yael was thrilled. What a special treat! She held his hand as they crossed the street. Hand in hand they walked and talked, but all of a sudden Yael balked. They stopped by a funny yellow bus with strange people making a fuss. One was nervous, another mad. A third one grumbled, a fourth was sad. You're pushing, move aside. I want to be the first inside. Oh no, it's my turn. You move away. I was here first, so get out of my way. Stop screaming. There's much too much noise, shouted the driver in a very loud voice. When Yael and her uncle took a seat, an angry lady pushed them with her feet. Stand up, don't sit over here. It's for my baskets, do you hear? Beep, 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 went the driver's horn. No time to waste, it said with scorn. I've got to hurry, to speed, to dash. Just watch out, or I might crash. From the back seat, a lady so big, with a tremendous hat on top of her wig, screamed out loud and startled the crowd. Hey, you little girl, I'm freezing cold. Close that window. Do what you're told. You must be kidding, the girl said in a huff. It's hot and stuffy, and I've had enough. Close it right away. Did you hear me or not? I won't catch pneumonia just 'cause you are hot. Open, close, open, close, voices shouted all along the rows. Luckily, just then, the bus gave a jolt as it screeched to a very sudden halt. We're here! Welcome to Cranky Town. Now everybody must climb down. Just remember, when you are in this place, you must be cranky with a sour face. Everyone pushed to get to the door. The packages were strewn all over the floor. Yael and her uncle looked at the fuss. They preferred to wait rather than rush. When they finally got down, they saw a beautiful town. Gardens, flowers, ships, and goats. A little river with some boats. Cows and sheep grazed along the stream. How nice and peaceful everything seemed. But those who lived there were not so nice. They'd make a fight without thinking twice. The candy man was yelling nonstop, and all the children who were in his shop. Leave my store, go away. You only look, you never pay. A policeman was shouting for all to hear. Keep quiet, stop the screaming here. A strange man walking with a stick, almost running quick, 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 tripped up a little boy who fell, hurt himself, and began to yell. But the man just continued to walk. He didn't look. He didn't talk. Yael and her uncle wanted to see more. They looked around and began to explore. But suddenly a car stopped on the side. A funny man jumped out as the door opened wide. I'm the mayor. I'm so glad you finally came. Welcome to our town, Yael, he exclaimed. We've been waiting for you. You make us so proud. The town is perfect for you. Come on, join our crowd. But Yael really did not want to stay. Come, uncle, she begged. Let's run far away. What's wrong? Asked the mayor. Don't you like our town? It's the place for you. Here you can yell and frown. If folks get mad here, we don't mind at all. No matter the reason, how big or how small. You can complain, yell, and scream, too. Oh, cranky town is a place for you. But Yael stamped her foot. This place just isn't good. It's awful here. It's not nice at all. Listen to all the names that they call. They shout and scream and look so sour. They whine and grumble by the hour. I don't like cranky town. I tell you I don't. And I won't stay here. No, I won't. The mayor gave Uncle a great big wink. Cranky queen, is that what you think? Why, is our place not good for you? I think it suits you well. Yes, I do. You're not so nice as you may seem. When you're not happy, you just start to scream. You're always fighting, always mad. You make people feel very bad. Yael bent her head in shame. No wonder to this place she came. She turned to Uncle with a tear. I've learned an important lesson here. But now I'll change, just wait and see. I'll be a very different me. I will no longer complain and cry. To cranky Yael, I'll say goodbye. Three cheers for Yael, Uncle cried. He smiled with gladness and with pride. And now I'll tell you a secret too, a special secret just for you. Hashem created the world so perfect and good, but we can't spoil things with a bad mood. A little smile brings so much light and makes the world so cheery and bright. Oh, what a pity, what a shame, to be upset and always complain. How nice it would be if everyone would always speak pleasantly, just as they should. Instead of anger, let people give in. Kind words and smiles make everyone win. Saying please and thank you shows that we care. Let's appreciate others for doing their share. If ever we do sometimes argue or fight, say I'm sorry quickly and make everything right. Keep doing this and you'll see in the end, everyone around you will soon be your friend. Uncle looked at Yael's face. Her frown was gone, and in its place, a lovely smile shone very bright. Yael's face was full of light. Yael, Yael, Uncle cried. I knew you could do it, if only you tried. 1, 2, 3, they started to run faster and faster. It was so much fun. They ran home as quick as they could. Oh, the world is really so good. It is cheerful, it is sweet. Having friends is such a treat. Yael was happy, her sourness gone. With a shining face, she came home. From that day on, she wasn't the same. "Look at this wonder," people would exclaim. Yet Elle is smiling, she's full of laughter. May she stay this way forever after. Whoa, did I like that story? Whoa. I'm sure no one in this class is cranky or gets upset. I know you're all wonderful and you're working on your mitos even though you're stuck in the house and sometimes it is very, very hard. I know you're trying to do a great job of not being cranky. If you please, draw a picture of your favorite part. Write a sentence of your favorite part. I would love, like yesterday, if you would like to write me a letter. My address is 3900 Glen Avenue, or you can ask your mother to email it to me, and then I can read it on my computer. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.